Please read with me the second commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not curse, swear, practice witchcraft, lie, or deceive by his name, but call upon him in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. Please be seated. As we hear these words, we might wonder what it means to use God's name. And there are times when we don't know what to say to God. We don't know how we should pray. We don't know what to do. We don't know the words to use. I don't know what to pray for. I don't know how to pray. The second commandment was given in writing by God himself at Mount Sinai through Moses. But it was already in the hearts of mankind from the very creation of the world. Adam and Eve knew how to pray, how to talk with God directly and perfectly. They praised God for their life and the creation in which they lived. They gave thanks to him for their daily food from the Garden of Eden. But then they sinned and became afraid of God. Not just fearing and respecting God, but being afraid of God, afraid of his voice, afraid of the voice of their loving Creator. God's name became for them a frightening thing, a voice of judgment. Have you eaten from the tree? When we do not have faith, or when we are weak in faith, or give in to temptation, it is so easy for us to misuse the name of God, to call out curses in God's name, or simply to use it out of anger and use it as a term of profanity. God makes it clear that this is wrong. The commandments are stated in a very strong command. God says, thou shalt not. You shall not. It's a strong statement saying you should never, ever do this. But it's something we hear all the time, the frivolous and unthinking use of God's name, or using God's name to damn or condemn someone. Is that really what you want? Do you really want someone to be damned to hell when you say that? Our mouths and our thoughts are too often filled with empty and unthinking and unkind words. But how should we use the name of God? Through the psalmist, God invites us to pray to him, to use his name, to call upon me in the day of trouble, he says. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Our Lord Jesus himself teaches us a model prayer calling upon our Father in heaven. And in that prayer, we ask for daily bread, for forgiveness, for deliverance from evil, and for God's will to be done. What more do we need than that? Prayers can be as simple as a couple words. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, forgive me. Thank you, Lord. God be praised. Prayers can be long and formal. They can be short and informal. God promises to hear us whenever we pray with faith in Jesus our Savior. He says, I will deliver you. And if you want to learn how to pray, read the book of Psalms. They address every event that can happen in our life. This morning, we use simple words from the Psalms to ask God to be with us and help us today. Make haste to help me, O Lord. We have spoken his praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. And we will sing a prayer later, entrusting everything to God's gracious care. Thus, Lord Jesus, every task be to thee commended. May thy will be done, I ask. These words help us to pray. But sometimes we are so distraught, so afraid, so confused, so troubled that we can't put our fear or our hurt or our sorrow into words. All we can do is moan and groan and lament. Is that also a prayer? St. Paul assures us that God also hears us when we don't even know what to pray for, that we never pray alone. He says, the Holy Spirit is always with us, praying for us and with us. St. Paul writes in Romans, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. When we lament and groan, when we pray simple prayers, when we learn to pray in the Psalms, God hears all these prayers and answers them in the way that is best for us. He delivers us from trouble, and we glorify him. That is the proper use of God's name. When we are alone, when we gather together with friends, when we assemble for public worship in church or chapel, we are reminded that we should not use God's name to curse, swear, practice witchcraft, lie, or deceive. We should not use God's name frivolously without thinking in a vain and empty way. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. But we should use God's name to pray for our daily needs and in times of trouble. We use God's name to praise him for creating us, redeeming us, and comforting us. We use God's name to thank him for all that he does for us and all that he gives to us. When we pray, praise, and give thanks, we show that we fear and love God, that we respect God, and we use his name in the proper way as he is invited, and he will answer us. Pray, praise, and give thanks today and every day to God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter. Amen.